Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Children Who Dance in the Rain is a 32-page children's picture book by Susan Justice, published in 2023 by Compassion Project Press. It is designed for young readers, roughly ages 3 to 9, and combines a simple narrative with a socially conscious message. The story follows Sophie, a child who is bored, restless, and focused on her own dissatisfaction, before a family trip to India exposes her to children living in a mud colony, whose joy and gratitude challenge her assumptions. The book uses this contrast to explore contentment, kindness, sharing, empathy, and the idea that happiness is not determined only by material conditions. It is also presented as being based on true events, which gives its moral message a grounded, real-world frame. With award recognition and a strong charitable component, the book is positioned as both an educational picture book and a values-based reading experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a picture book built around gratitude rather than entertainment alone, at its core. Children Who Dance in the Rain is not simply a story about travel or cultural difference. It is structured as a lesson in gratitude. Sophie begins as a child who is easily bored and dissatisfied, which gives the book a clear emotional starting point that many children will recognize. The narrative then places her in an environment where children with very limited resources still appear joyful and content. That contrast is the engine of the book's meaning. Instead of presenting gratitude as an abstract virtue, the story shows it as a response to comparison, observation, and reflection. This makes the lesson accessible to young readers because they can see the transformation happening through Sophie's reactions. The book therefore functions as a moral picture book in the classic sense, but with a contemporary emphasis on helping children notice privilege, appreciate daily comforts, and rethink constant desire for more. Secondly, using contrast between privilege and scarcity to teach empathy. One of the book's strongest features is its use of contrast between Sophie's familiar world and the lives of children in a mud colony in India. This is not used as a simplistic lesson that one group is happy and another is not. Rather, it invites readers to think about how dignity, joy, and generosity can exist across very different material conditions. That makes the story more than a moralizing exercise. It encourages empathy by asking children to imagine lives that may be unfamiliar while recognizing shared emotional needs such as belonging, friendship, and hope. The setting in India also broadens the book's cultural scope, giving it a multicultural dimension that can support classroom or family discussion. Because the story is framed through Sophie's discovery, readers are guided into empathy gradually, instead of being instructed to feel a certain way. This gives the book practical value as a conversation starter about fairness, awareness, and the limits of judging others by outward circumstances. Thirdly, a transformation narrative shaped by a child's point of view. The book's narrative method is important because it follows a child protagonist whose understanding changes step by step. Sophie is not introduced as morally enlightened. She is self-centered, distracted, and impatient. That choice makes her transformation believable for young readers, who often respond more strongly to characters who begin with recognizable flaws. Her development is also important because the book does not treat gratitude as a fixed personality trait. Instead, it presents gratitude as something learned through experience. The shift in Sophie's perspective gives the book a clear arc: discomfort, encounter, reflection, and change. This structure is effective in picture book format because it allows the illustrations and text to work together in showing emotional growth. The result is a story that helps children understand that attitudes can change when they pay attention to other people's realities. In that sense, the book is as much about self-correction and awareness as it is about kindness. Fourthly, based on true events, giving the moral message added credibility. The book is described as based on true events, and that matters because it changes how the story functions. Many children's books use fictional situations to teach values, but this one connects its message to a real-world experience, which makes the lesson feel less invented and more observable. That grounding can make the themes of gratitude, generosity, and contentment more persuasive for adults reading aloud and for children who are learning to connect story with reality. It also helps distinguish the book from purely imaginary moral tales, because the social setting is not presented as a fantasy problem to solve, but as part of lived human experience. This realism is likely one reason the book has been used in educational and family contexts. The true event basis does not mean the book becomes documentary. Rather, it supports the credibility of the emotional transformation. For readers, that balance between story and reality can make the message easier to trust and discuss. Lastly, a values-driven children's book with educational and charitable purposes, Children Who Dance in the Rain stands out because it is not only a book with a theme, but a project with a larger purpose. Its awards and positive reception suggest that it has been recognized for both craft and message, while its charitable component shows that its concerns extend beyond the page. The fact that a portion of proceeds supports organizations connected to children's welfare aligns with the book's focus on compassion and giving. This matters because it gives the book coherence. The ethical lesson in the story is mirrored by the way the book is positioned in the world. For families, teachers, and caregivers, that can make the book especially useful as a tool for discussing generosity, empathy, and global awareness. It also differentiates the title from many similar picture books that may offer a positive lesson, but do not connect that lesson to concrete action. In that sense, the book belongs to a growing category of children's literature that seeks to educate, persuade, and encourage responsibility at the same time. In conclusion, Children Who Dance in the Rain is best suited for parents, teachers, librarians, and caregivers who want a picture book that can support meaningful conversation about gratitude, empathy, and sharing. It is especially useful for children in the preschool and early elementary range, because its lesson is delivered through a clear visual contrast and a child-centered storyline rather than through heavy explanation. Readers looking for socially conscious children's literature will find that the book does more than offer a general feel-good message. It connects its values to a real-world setting, a transformation narrative, and a charitable mission, which gives it more depth than many comparable titles in the same age group. What makes it stand out is the combination of award recognition, multicultural perspective, and practical usefulness in family or classroom discussion. It teaches children to notice what they have, to respect the resilience of others, and to understand that joy is not always tied to material comfort. That blend of moral clarity and real-world relevance is what gives the book its distinctive place in children's picture book publishing. If you would like to support Susan Justice, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.